really when this all ends up, you know, that's what it's all about. Anyway, it's about dads.
Family Man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, in honor of Groundhog's Day, and I think I said this last time, it's cold out there. It is freezing out there. I walk from the house to the barn, Family Man barn, and it is crispily cold out right now. But it's supposed to get colder. I think like in the next couple days, we're supposed to get our coldest of the season so far. I assume it's cold down there. Do you have some snow on the ground?
Yep. Cold, icy, slushy, nasty. I shot that dumb groundhog.
Did you? I heard you gave a speech that said, storm the groundhog.
Yes. We had a mostly peaceful protest against the groundhogs.
It turned violent. Oh man, that would be a great spoof. They stormed up and they grabbed him out of his little mailbox. And yes, my son, Ike, and his wife, Carolyn, and Carolyn's mom, I think 2 years ago, maybe, they went to Punxsutawney and they did the whole groundhog at wherever, Fiddler's Ridge or whatever it's called, Hobbs Knob, Fiddler's Knob. Carolyn's for upstairs. She probably could yell and tell me what it is. But Nike was saying just the other day, he goes, it was the coldest I've ever been in my whole life. Because I guess they, you know, they bus you in because they don't have enough parking for everybody. And it was so cold. They had to get there like 3 o'clock in the morning to see the little guy come out of his, whatever he comes out of. They pull him out of that log, I think, don't they?
I don't know. That is like, of all the things to do on my bucket list, that is nowhere.
That's not there. That's not there. Oh, I should have started out our time together with a Family Man Fix It or Finish It February. Because we have started. Because, you know, Howard, why don't you come up with a song for that? You know, it's time to fix it, finish it, you know, something like that. See what you can do, Howard. Okay. But I know I'm
good for spontaneous like song creation.
Well, you know, I could. Yeah, that's me. But I've got my little list. I got my list is not too big because I finished up our big dining room table. I told you that I never sent a picture, but I should because it is awesome. It's 16 feet long. It's got benches. It's going to hold all the Wilsons for not years to come, but it will hold all the Wilsons and their spouses and maybe a kid or two.
When nobody else is there, when all the kids have moved out, are you and Debbie going to sit like at the long opposite end?
Yes.
Like we're gonna, really rich?
Yes. Excuse me, but can you pass the pepper? Yes. No. We'll probably sit and put on TV trays out by on the lazy boys, you know. All right. So my list is pretty simple this year. I've got a broken outlet that I saw a couple weeks ago that needs to be fixed. I've got we have a light in our like mud room that we call our mud room. It has a light switch I need to work on. I got a light switch in the attic and then my ice maker, which I looked at it over this past weekend, but I don't know if I'm going to have to get a new one or what. It's not very old, but it's dripping. If anybody knows, and I think I've asked this before, I've got a little bit of dripping into the bucket, you know, where the ice dumps into. Because I installed this about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, maybe not even that long ago. So I've got a little bit of leak in there. And so it creates like this glacier and I have to go and break it up and it's just not good. So I don't know if I don't see anything obvious. We'll see. So we'll see. You got anything on your list, Scott? And maybe this is a good lead in to Dads, I know you may not be Mr. Handy. You may not own a hammer, a screwdriver, nothing. But that doesn't mean you're not responsible, you know, to get those things done. And this is a perfect opportunity. Life's kind of slow right now. You know, it kind of pushes you inside. And here's what you need to do. You know those, that thing that your wife keeps saying, I hate this about our house, or I wish somebody would fix this, or I wish this wasn't like, you know, or they have to, you know, like Scott fixed his oven door last week, you know, where you open it and it slumps to the side and you just kind of get used to, you know, wedging it back on. Those are the things that we dads need to take care of, you know?
That was it, man. That was my whole list.
Scott's wife gave up long ago. Scott, have you ever seen, who are they? Ma and Pa Kettle. Have you ever seen those old shows that they used to show on Sunday afternoon?
No, I don't watch old shows. Well, you know,
Pa would always say he'd come out and, you know, he'd open the door and it would fall off the hinges. And his line was, I'm going to have to fix that one of these days, Ma. You know, but it was all the time.
Was that like on another show, like the Waltons or something, or were they their own show?
No, Ma and Pa Kettle, you could probably Google it here while we're talking, but I would guess they were like in the, I think they were, it was black and white. So I would say late 50s, early 60s. It was kind of a series of Ma and Pa Kettle go to Hawaii, Ma and Pa Kettle move to the city, Ma and Pa Kettle. And they were funny. They had, I don't know, looked like they had 30 kids, you know, but they were all hooligans running around, you know, without names. And it was kind of like, I would say, a precursor to the Beverly Hillbillies. They never quite got it, you know, and Ma was loud. And so, and she kind of ran the ship, and Pa was this little Weasley guy who basically always said, but I have to fix that one of these days, Ma. So don't be that dad. Use this opportunity to finish it, fix it, or whatever. Finish it. Fix it or finish it during this February because you're a family man. Have fun while you're doing it. Speaking of family men, Scott, I've got this new project. And I bet you everyone can help me. I should have recorded this because my wife and I, with the kids, we were watching Remember the Titans because Jed's into like anything sports movie. So, you know, we have to sit there with our little remote control and try to remember if there's language or things we need to fast forward. But there's a line in Remember the Titans, and I'll have to go back and try to get it off the actual, steal it from the TV, because he says, hey, I'm a family man. So I'm thinking I'm going to start this project of taking lines off movies that say family man. In fact, there's one in, I've got this ready to record off of It's a Wonderful Life, where you remember this scene, Scott, where Bert and Ernie are in their cab and Violet walks by and they all kind of look at her and Bert goes, I got to get home to the missus. And Ernie goes, oh, he's a family man. And so I thought maybe we'd pull these. I heard another one recently, but I can't remember where I heard it from. So if you come across a line in a movie that says family man, send it to me because I'm interested. And maybe we can do a montage or something.
Todd,
huh?
You know what I'm going to say. Especially
Scott's fearful. It's okay.
Especially with the ones from like Remember the Titans, because that's Disney and they really don't like that.
There will be one line, Scott. We'll talk about this later.
All right.
We'll put it all on one show so we know where it is. You're going to be okay, Scott. So anyway, what's going on? Oh, this weekend. This weekend, I'm going to be in Port Huron, Michigan. I assume they haven't closed down the state of Michigan. I'm speaking actually at a big men's conference. It's called Get in the Game. It's at Port Huron. It's like almost in Canada, just north of Detroit on Saturday, this Saturday from 8:34. If you're in the area. Stop in and say, hey, I got a Valentine's banquet on Monday, which reminds me, Dad, if you're, you know, Valentine's is usually a pretty busy time for me. It's not as busy this time, even though I've got two little things going. But if you'd like me to come and speak to your church Valentine banquet, or, you know, if you've got a couples thing going on or something around Valentine's Day, you should do that. You should ask me in advance, you know, so if you're thinking like 2022 or 2023, we'd love to be considered, or really any time. If you live close, it'll be easy. If you don't live so close, it's not that much harder, but we can do it. So, Scott, Super Bowl. Are you going to be watching the Super Bowl this weekend?
I assume so, unless, you know, Jesus comes back or something beforehand.
Or something.
Yes.
They storm the Super Bowl. Aliens take me. Aliens take you. I heard you'd be one of the first to go.
I'm okay with that, man. I know. If aliens take me, then I don't have to fix anything in my house.
There you go. There you go. Well, my brother sent me, my brother Kent, sent me a
do you even know who's playing?
I do. Kansas City Chiefs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right. And
you know, I know that. I just looked it up a couple minutes ago.
Who are the quarterbacks?
Tom Brady.
And?
I don't know, some other guy.
Oh, mercy.
I do know. He's 25 years old.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. 25. Well, and Tom Brady at 43 is the oldest player ever to play in the Super Bowl.
And I actually am probably going to root for them. Yeah. I'm okay with either team winning because, let's face it, the Bengals died a cold, hard death many years ago. And if they ever get near the Super Bowl again, we'll all have heart attacks. But but I never really cared much about Brady and the Patriots. But if he can pull off a seventh Super Bowl with a team he didn't play for before this year, it's going to be kind of hard to argue against him being the best. So that would be kind of cool to see.
That would be. That would be.
Anyway.
And I'll probably even watch it.
All right.
I heard it has to do with football.
Yes.
But my brother Ken, he sent me a video about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And it was after the playoff game, and it was Drew Brees and Tom Brady kind of after the game. They were out on the field, and they were just kind of talking to each other. You could hear the cameras on the sidelines, you know, just shooting a lot. But Drew Brees had his four children out there on the field too. And you know, do you remember when your kids were little, how you would be in church and the kids always gravitate towards the stage platform because they think that's so cool to be able to walk up on it?
Yes.
Well, his kids were just all over the field. You know, I mean, they were just, there was a little girl hanging under their dad. And you know, this is Drew Brees, you know, this is his, like, probably his final game. You know, they lost and he's retiring, you know, and his daughter's like hanging on his hands upside down, and Drew and Tom are just kind of talking. And then one of the kids, his kid says, "Hey, I don't know if he says, hey, Tom, or hey, Mr. Brady, or whatever," but he throws him the football, and then he runs to the end zone, and Tom Brady throws a pass, and the son catches it and falls down in the field. And then they go back to wrestling and stuff like that. But my brother was just saying again, you know, isn't it amazing how, you know, the kids could care less about any of that. They could care less their dad just got beat, that it was last game. They were just having a blast and they were with their dad. And I just thought that was pretty cool.
Very
you know,
fun.
Because really when this all ends up, you know, that's what it's all about anyway. It's about dads, you know. Hey, Scott, you said you had some news. What was your news this week?
Someday that kid's going to be telling his children or grandchildren how he caught a pass in the end zone from Tom Brady, and they're gonna be like, "Who's Tom Brady?"
That is so true. That's like my dentist, you know, he was on the movie Hoosiers as one of the star team players, and I always ask him about it whenever I go in, and I'm like, people don't even know anything about Hoosiers anymore, and he goes, "You got that right."
I keep trying to get my boys to watch that movie and they're like, "That looks boring." I'm like, "It's
Dads have to make their kids watch movies because if you give it up, is it a Marvel movie? I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. We'll do the little news thing. All right. So apparently they had snow at Liberty University, which is a very rare thing from what I understand.
It's like down in Virginia, right?
I believe so. Virginia Beach, isn't it? Something like that.
Somewhere.
And the acting president apologized Tuesday for hosting a campus snowball fight during which dozens of unmasked students and employees were accused of violating coronavirus precautions. And you got to feel for the poor guy. Like, really, they had snow for the first time in forever, and they just went out and had a good old time. And most of these students apparently were, like, you know, still basically kids who have probably never seen snow or at least not that much, and certainly not around there. And come on, man, they're just having a little fun. Now, my thing is this. He didn't need to apologize. All he had to do was hold a press conference and say, this was not a snowball fight. It was a mostly peaceful protest, and we just used snowballs because we couldn't find any Molotov cocktails or bricks. And if you'd like to complain, you can email me at stuffit@stuffit.com.
So how do you feel about this, Scott?
I think I just made that clear.
I would have just said, you big babies. We've created a whole generation of big babies, you know, that are just, I mean, I hear it all the time. Every time I listen to the news, it just makes me mad because there's something stupid like that.
This could have been a fun, happy news story, which it started out as, that there was this cool snowball fight, and it was probably a great memory of college, and now it's been ruined by these little snowflakes who can't handle life. There
Preach
you go.
It, Scott. All Preach right. it.
I'm done. So
we'll probably be shut down now.
Nope. We didn't play any copyrighted material, so...
Oh, Scott. Well, hey, just last minute stuff on the Super Bowl. Not that was good stuff, Scott. Good stuff. Keep it coming.
That's the best I got. Here you go.
Super Bowl, Dad. Hey, if you're having a big Super Bowl party, don't stick your wife at the whole thing. You know, make sure you kind of stay engaged, because I know sometimes we husbands kind of think, oh, this is our thing. So we let them do all the work, and then we just crash and we go, honey, we're out of ice. You know, don't do that. You know, you're still the dad. So take care of those things.
Hey, and if you really want to be a good husband, before you even get to the Super Bowl, make it a goal to write your wife a card for Valentine's Day. And I've got an idea for you how to do this.
Okay.
In case you lack the,
No, they do. We do.
I saw on Facebook yesterday, Stephen Curtis Chapman, you know, the Christian singer, who's been around forever.
You don't have to go off. You don't have to like, you don't have to treat me, Scott, like I am like an old man.
Okay.
Because old man Dick Van Dyke, who's like 95, apparently he was a consultant on WandaVision, and he was talking to, I guess, the director. And they were saying something like, he asked the director if he was doing any work, you know, through this. And he said, oh, we're doing a little thing, you know, on Marvel. And he was telling him kind of, you know, I did Endgame. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's good. You know, I had no idea what the Endgame was or any of that stuff was. And so I'm not like that. I know who Stephen Curtis Chapman is.
All right.
Even though, you know, Sandy Patty's better. Go ahead.
All right. Was he trying to start a riot or what?
Okay, go ahead.
He hand wrote 14 copies of his song, I Will Be Here, which probably half our audience had played at their weddings.
That's right.
We did not, actually, but okay. It was a great song.
I don't
song
even think you have. Can say that word, that song. We could be sued by Stephen Curtis.
That's
Chapman.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, and he was selling them on his website.
I will be here. Go ahead. He was selling them on his website, really?
Yes, he'd handwritten copies of this. And, of course, his website was almost, it just crashed completely because so many people were trying to buy these right away. Because apparently there's a lot of loser dads out there who can't think of anything to do for their wives. And they're like, hey, Stephen Curtis Chapman wrote me a card for my wife. But they were like $300 when I finally got through the website to look, because I'm a lame loser husband. And I'm like, wow.
Just write your own hand written one.
So I told my wife about it, because I was like, well, honey, I'm probably not going to be buying that for you, because it's $300. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, you could just write it for me.
There you go.
You could write I Will Be on a piece of paper.
I can't find a pencil.
I'm like, I wrote you a card, honey. So there you go. Your wife will
love it. I'll tell you what. I will handwrite this one. Long John Silver's got shut down by COVID. I remember 2020 as the year. Now we get our grease again from Crisco. I'd like to stick old COVID in their ear. For $13, I'll handwrite it and send it to you.
Wow.
There you go.
That is a bargain. Stephen Curtis Chapman can't compete with that.
That's right. Right here. I got a copy right here in my hand.
If you can get Sandy Patty to sing that, that would be really cool.
Was it a morning like this?
Okay.
When Long John Silver shut down. Oh, yeah, I can see the possibilities right now. So, which was our lead-in to Valentine's Day, because it's coming up and whatever. As we record this, we're only 11 days away. And I know, you know, Scott, you already said that sometimes we are lame husbands because we don't do nothing for our wives. And again, you know, if you want to see something amazing, you should go to our website, familymanweb.com, and in the search bar, type in Valentine's Day and see what your 100 wives commented. I mean, it will make you cringe and cry and feel guilty because, you know, our wives just want us to make a little effort to show them how much we love them. You know, I don't think they, I don't remember any of them saying they needed jewelry or some big exotic something. They just, most of them said, I'd just like my husband to make arrangements. You know, I'd just like my husband to take the time to write a card, you know, or something like that.
You know, it's funny because I was in the grocery store yesterday and they have a whole section of Valentine's stuff already. And my primary thought was like, what's all this Valentine's stuff? I don't usually get that until, like, you know, Valentine's Day. Why are they trying to sell it so early? And then it occurred to me, there's really, they have a whole lot more right now than they usually do when I'm shopping for it on Valentine's Day. And I'm like, huh, maybe I could buy it like a couple weeks early. That, you know,
Scott, I'm going to make you the poster child. In fact, I'm going to have you take a picture of yourself and I'm going to turn into the poster child of Don't Be This Husband for Valentine's Day. You know, just kind of a blank look on your face. So let me ask you, Scott. So did, after thinking through all this, did you then get your wife a Valentine's thing right then? Did I lose you?
I declined to answer on the grounds that that might incriminate me.
Oh, you know, I have found that, you know, one of those plastic roses in a plastic sleeve from the gas station speaks volumes of your love for your wife.
Ooh, it does, but it might not speak the volume you want it to.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Dad, don't be a Scott. You know, we can start that. That could be, I'll put that in the Dad dictionary. They, you know how they said, don't be a Karen?
Mm-hmm.
So we could dads because they don't be a Scott. And everybody would know exactly what we meant right there.
I would like that. That would be really, I could stick that one in my self-esteem box that I have here.
Your self-esteem box. It's like the daughter who, or the dad who sent me, I wish I could find it right now if I look, but that he has a plaque and a shirt that says world's worst father that his daughter gave him to, on Father's Day. Ouch. He wears it every year. Well, he thinks it's kind of fun, but okay. Yeah, because we're just joking, Scott. You're not. You know, it's okay. Well, we're out of time. Thankfully.
That was it. Man, I want my money back. You should want your money back if you're listening to this.
Yeah, that's right. But you didn't spend any money unless you get your Long John Silver's handwritten letter for your wife. So send me the money for that. And we'll get that right out. So, Dad, be thinking about Valentine's Day for your wife. Don't just be thinking about it. Do something. Again, it doesn't have to be a big deal, but it should be something that conveys how much you care about your wife. And, you know, if you're going to do something for Valentine's Day, make it your responsibility. My wife said to me this morning, she said, you know, if you've got any thoughts for like what we could do for our kids, you're in charge Valentine's Day. So the idea is not to wait until Valentine's Day and go, oh, yeah, I'll run out and go take care of that. You want to do that before. You want to do that before. And if you're going to do Super Bowl, don't forget to stay involved. And don't forget to guard. You know, there's some crummy stuff that's on during the halftime and maybe some of those commercials. You guard your television and, you know, guard your family because it shouldn't be entering willingly, you know. So have a great week. Do something fun. Maybe something out in the snow. Maybe something in the cold. Have an unmasked snowball fight. And do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.